special guest. Usually he's behind the scenes doing our editing, but Parker Evans is with me today as co-host.
Hello.
And he's also my eldest son, so it's fun to get to work with him even remotely. We're doing another pandemic show today, and so we're all doing this via Zoom, and I'm really excited about our guest today. Raina Eunice Reed is here, and the last time I saw, well, the first time I worked with you, Raina, what we were pushing my youngest out of a second floor window. And there were lots of stuffed animals everywhere. So I think that was like in 2017, we worked on a Penn Stillins short film together called Stuffed, and it was filmed at my house. And I was super impressed with you back then, but now 3 years have gone by. And so can you tell me what you've been up to? You were, I think you were still a student at the U of I 3 years ago. And so what are you up to? And
yeah, so in 2017, I would have been a probably like sophomore, junior. And so I graduated with a degree in media and cinema studies with my bachelor's in 2019, so last year. Right after, you know, during my time at school, I of course worked on many more projects, many more films, you know, entered some of my projects into you know, film festivals, won some awards, you know. And then after I graduated, I actually immediately, I graduated May 2019, and in September 2019, I traveled abroad. So I went to Italy for 3 months. I was doing work away. So I stayed with a family, and I taught them English in exchange for, you know, the culture and the housing and the food. And so then I was there for 3 months, and I also traveled to Morocco for 3 weeks. And then I ended my journeys at the end of January. And I spent 3 weeks in Argentina. So I came back to the States end of January, beginning of February. And shortly after I came back, I had maybe been back for 2 or 3 weeks. And my grandma called me, and she's like, "Raina, I just heard on the news that they're doing a television show in Peoria. You have to send your resume and headshot to this email address in 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks. Go." And so I'm like, "Okay, Grandma, I'll do that." You know, so I made a resume. I had like my artistic resume, and so built that up. And I didn't have any professional headshots, but I was like, "Dad, I'm gonna stand in front of this wall. And you're gonna make me look very professional, okay?" So, you know, so he took my photo, and I sent in my resume to the website. And I told the executive producer / creator / writer / actor, Michael Magruder. He said in his post, you know, "We're looking for cast and crew, so just send in your stuff." So I emailed him and I said, "Hi, my name is Raina. These are my credentials. I've attached my resume. I'm really interested in acting, but I'm directing. So if you are in need of anybody on crew, directors, you know, I'm here." And so shortly after that, texted me, I don't know. I gave him all the information. I was like, "Get a hold of me, whoever you need." Asked me to audition. So I auditioned, and he cast me in. It's actually been an interesting journey from start to where I'm at now in the show. But so initially he cast me as a minor role, and he offered me the position of assistant director. And so, you know, I'm jumping off the walls. I'm so excited. I'm like, I get to act and I get to be the assistant director on this show. Like, this is amazing. Like, oh my gosh. And so as we kind of went on, one day he called me and he said, "Hi, are you available for a Zoom call right now?" I'm like, "Right now?" He's like, "Yeah, right now." And I'm like, Yes, because this is, you know, during quarantine at this point. So I run to the bathroom, I put on some mascara, I run back to my bedroom, and I hop on this Zoom call, and they're in the middle of a rehearsal. And so I'm sitting there and they're rehearsing and Michael is on the call and he's directing them, and I'm like, hey, like, I have an idea. Do you know, can I say it? You know, and he's like, yeah, absolutely. So I kind of like give some direction, you know, I'm like, maybe try it this way. And then the actors, you know, receive that information and they execute properly. And so I kind of demonstrated my abilities to direct. And so at the end of the Zoom call, he's like, I'm gonna keep you on for a little while and like, let's talk. I'm like, for sure, absolutely. So we stay on the call. And a lot of things happen in this Zoom call. This is whenever my life really, I feel like, took a really, like, it's been turning, but it's like a really big one here. And so in this Zoom call, he started out by saying, hi, you know, like, I saw that you posted a video of you singing on Facebook. Like, I didn't know you could sing. He's like, your talents are, I feel like, really being wasted in this minor role. Like, do you maybe want to have a bigger role? This character may have a spinoff at some point. She's like a teacher. She's in the classroom, you know, she's really, you know, badass and, you know, just does a lot of, she's really passionate. And I'm like, wow, like a bigger role? Yeah, like that's right up my alley, you know? And so I say yes to this. And that's really gonna have, you know, rotating directors for the series, but I just like saw you in action just now. And, you know, I'm very impressed. Are you interested in being the series director? And I'm like, you know, screaming to myself internally. I'm so excited. I'm like, yes, please. I would love to be the director. I'm so honored. And then he says, and also, you know, you gave me some notes on the script before, and he's like, you know, I didn't really know you were interested in writing, but would you be interested in like writing an episode or two per season? And I'm just like, yes, please, thank you so much for like these opportunities and for seeing my ability. This is amazing. So I'm now the series director for the television show Peoria, and I'm acting in it, so you know, catch me on screen, and I'll be writing a couple of episodes. I've kind of started getting to work on those. I think they're gonna be really fun. So that's sort of the not necessarily the last 3 years, but the last, you know, 1 year pretty much of things that I've been doing.
That's just amazing how it kind of like blossomed into you having three different, very different roles in this show. So it's called Peoria. Is it called Peoria, the TV show, or is it just called Peoria?
Yeah, no, it's just called Peoria. Okay. But all of our social media handles are at Peoria TV show.
Okay.
There's been some confusion. Like, is it Peoria or Peoria TV show? It's just Peoria, but if you call it Peoria TV show, no one's going to get offended.
Right. And it's actually shot in Peoria, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is shot on location, so it's going to be great for, you know, the locale and the businesses and the economy.
So were most of the actors found locally in Peoria, or where were you living when you auditioned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whenever I auditioned, I was living in Southern Illinois, about 20 minutes from Carbondale. Michael actually went on WMBD to do this interview that my grandma and then, you know, sent to me. So he went on WMBD and gave his spiel, and he was kind of expecting, you know, like maybe 20 or 30 submissions, and he was receiving thousands. Wow. Just locally. And so that really, you know, reached a lot of people. Yeah. And then he also, you know, posted on like Backstage and Actors Access. So we have some people from, we have locals, and we also have people from like Ohio, I think maybe Indiana, Missouri, I think someone's from New York. Our director of photography is actually originally from Texas, but is here right now. So we actually now we've brought in a lot of people. Most are from the Midwest, so it's still, you know, on par with Peoria. But yeah, we've really drawn in a really large crowd, like from all areas.
That's great. I mean, it's wonderful to hear of a series actually being shot in the Midwest, because a lot of times they might be in the Midwest, but, you know, shot on one of the coasts, or, you know, they'll shoot certain scenes maybe, or you'll see something shot in Chicago, but to have something in Peoria is amazing. So it's going to be aired on Comcast, correct?
Yes. So our pilot episode actually is going to be released and aired on November 6th at 7 p.m. on Channel 5 in the Peoria area. But if you're a non-local, you're not from Peoria, or you don't have that channel, then you can watch the pilot episode the next day online at www.peoriatvshow.com.
You've done film work in the past, you know, pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. How is the pandemic shaped the like your guys' method? Like, what sort of things do you have to do now that you might not have done before? How has it shaped that process of making a TV show?
Yeah, we've been asked that a lot, actually. And, you know, so we're following the CDC guidelines. They've released some specifically for productions. So we're following those. In general, you know, the crew always wears a mask, like, all the time. The actors, you know, whenever you're on screen, you can't be really wearing a mask. So when the camera's rolling, the actors are maskless. But everyone is staying, you know, socially distant in general. And, you know, if people are wearing a mask, like the non-mask wearers are kind of like over in their section of the room while, you know, everyone just to stay away and, not spread anything. And, as soon as the actors, you know, as soon as we call cut, they'll put their masks back on. So we're being really safe. Actually, I don't know if this is like interesting information or information to share, but we shot our pilot and then, you know, that next week, you know, we shot our pilot, or not, I'm so sorry. We shot our trailer and wore our masks, did all our social distancing, you know, followed the guidelines. And that next week, I actually tested positive for COVID. I actually had it. Yeah, I actually had COVID. It was, relatively speaking, a very mild case. I was very tired. I couldn't do anything, any work for like 10 days. I was just pretty much sleeping. But as far as I know, no, and it's been, you know, plenty of time at this point. All the people that I've been around, though, nobody tested positive. Nobody on set got it. Like, people have been tested. They all came back negative. One of our cast members actually reached out to me and, you know, was like, you know what? She's like, I think that I've definitely become more aware, and I try to wear my mask more now because I realize just how effective it is. And I think that's really great, tangible evidence of the fact that wearing a mask really does protect people. You know, it's not about you. It's about like the people that you're around. And so I think that that demonstrated to everybody in our cast and our crew, maybe those who were less interested in wearing masks in general. I think that that really, you know, showed them and wear the mask, because if we weren't, then, you know, we would have had a lot of people testing positive and nobody has.
That's amazing. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry you went through it, but it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So do you guys have to get tested on a regular basis or quarantine or anything if you travel or?
Well, For the show, so we're not shooting, we're shooting the pilot episode September 21st through 25th. Okay. So we shot our trailer and now we're kind of we're working on pre-production for the pilot and like editing for the, we're really getting ready for the Kickstarter, which now might be a good segue into that, because that's really important information. So we are launching a Kickstarter campaign in order to help fund our show. The campaign is being launched this Friday, August 28th. The link for the Kickstarter will be shared on all of our social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Peoria TV Show. The link will be posted there. The first day of the Kickstarter campaign is the most important. we need 100 people on August 28th to donate at least $1 or more. But if we can get 100 people to donate $1 or more on Friday, August 28th, that's when we will begin trending. The show will start trending. And once the show starts trending, an email will get sent out to, you know, a bunch of people. And that's whenever the magic really happens and we really start raising all of our money. So the first day is crucial. Again, Friday, August 28th, find all of the details that you could possibly need at Peoria TV Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And our website is www.peoriatvshow. It's all the same, very easy to remember. So you'll find all the details that you need there. It's going to be very simple. You click the link and you fill in the information. If you can't donate, that is so understandable. Things are very difficult right now for, you know, everybody. Share the link if you can. If you have access to it, share the link, because you never know what kind of momentum that will build up. You never know who could see the link that could donate, you know. So even if you personally can't, that is absolutely fine, but please share the link, because that's going to be super helpful in getting the show really on its feet, really off the ground, so that we can make all these amazing things and have all of these the ways that it can benefit, you know, Peoria, Illinois, and the whole Midwest really happen.
Right. I'm excited that maybe it can show that good things can come out of maybe some of the smaller towns and out of the Midwest and smaller towns that you don't have to be in a major. I mean, not that Peoria is small, but like it doesn't have to be Chicago or St. Louis or someplace like that, that really good things can come out of these places. So that's awesome. Can you tell us what the show is about?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So Peoria is about a group of friends who all grew up in the Midwest. It is a romantic dramedy. It focuses on the issues that everybody faces in their personal lives, their daily lives, their occupations, and the ways that they navigate those difficult situations and ultimately become better people for them. It explores how relationships intermingle and connect and deepen, and we really have a very diverse and dynamic cast. We have essentially 11 leads. It's a really big cast. Like, we focus on many storylines going on at once, but everyone is connected. You know, everybody gets shown something, and you know, we have everywhere from community organizers, people working in City Hall, doctors. One of our characters works at quote unquote C Corp, which is a corporation, and she's really focusing on trying to make it more environmentally friendly. We have school teachers, we have people who work in grocery stores, we have, you know, someone who works in a diner. She's a single mother who, and her son is one of the students of the teachers, you know. So everyone is connected. Oh, newsroom reporters, you know, we have people in the media. We have a really, really dynamic cast in terms of their occupations and their demeanor. And it touches on a lot of issues and really wants to kind of create a dialogue about some of the issues that people face. And we do so in a lighthearted way, you know. It does so in a way that still makes you feel good at the end of the episode, like that we've really explored a lot and we've come to a nice resolution. And I think that our show does a really great job of not demonizing anyone. You know, of course we'll have a point of view, but we won't, you know, hit you over the head with it. You know, everybody, if somebody seems like a bad guy, it's, you know, because they're not doing very good things, you know, and they're hurting a lot of people. And of course this is all subjective, but we're very fair in our portrayal of our characters. So yeah, really big, great shout out to Michael Magruder, who's the show's creator and primary writer and executive producer. You know, he's done an amazing job at really exploring some of these issues in a way that really can connect with people.
Is this his first show that's being aired, or is he kind of old hat to this?
So he's done a lot of productions. He's been in the film industry kind of his whole life. He's an artist, at heart, you know, and, so he's done a lot of theater productions more so than television. This is his first television show. He began, marinating on this script back in 2015 and writing it and thinking about it. And so now in 2020, in February, was whenever he put out the casting call and was like, okay, I'm gonna make this happen now.
Great. If you don't get enough money through the Kickstarter, will it still happen? Is the Kickstarter just helping finance the rest of it, or do you have enough for the pilot?
So we have, the Kickstarter is very important. We also have investors and advertisers and fundraisers, and we'll have some, we're gonna use Patreon, so we'll have perks if you do certain things. Like, you can see the episode the week, like online the week before it airs, if you pay this much for the subscription. So, we have different ways of making money, but the Kickstarter is the big one, or one of the big ones, like in our top two or three. So the Kickstarter is really important to help fund the pilot episode. Yeah, please, again, at Peoria TV Show, all the details will be found there. August 28th.
Right, and we'll share all that on See You at the Show, and definitely remind people all week that's going on.
Yes, please, thank you.
Great, and any other links that you think will be important, definitely send them my way. And you'll be in the pilot? Will all 11 of the main people be in the pilot to introduce their characters, or?
So 10 of them will. Cassie, my character, kind of was generated once he met me, which I am honored. So she's not actually in the pilot because the pilot, she's in the background of the pilot, but she doesn't speak in the pilot. You'll see her, she'll make some cameos, like she'll be like at the party, taking shots, but like she's not gonna be talking to anybody. Because in canon, she doesn't know them yet. She's going to be introduced in episode 2. And you're going to have to catch us episode 2 in order to see how she's introduced and what kind of shenanigans Cassie gets into.
Wait, is this a half hour show, an hour show, or?
The pilot episode is going to be a standalone show that is going to be around an hour and a half. Actually, it's going to be quite a long pilot that will be, have reruns up until the rest of the season gets ready to air. The pilot itself is an hour and a half, but our shows are going to be 30-minute episodes.
And so are you finding it easy to, I guess you haven't started filming yet, but do you already have locations and things like that? Is that part of anything that you're doing, or?
Yeah, that's definitely part of things that I'm doing. We're still looking for certain locations, really trying to get certain things locked in. Actually, a location manager is one of the crew positions that, like, we have people like finding locations, but the official title of location manager is actually something that we still need. So if you, and there are a few positions that still need filled in, for the future and or for the pilot. So if, I've piqued your interest in working on the show, to anybody, go ahead, send a resume to Raina Eunice Reed at Peoria TV Show. That's RAYNAHUNESREID at Peoria TV Show. Yeah, send your resumes. Location manager is one of the roles that we need filled. So if you're into that, send your resume over this way. If you're interested in general,
are they paid positions, or are you volunteers?
Everyone's paid. Yeah,
great, wonderful. Yeah. That was going to be my next question, so that segued in really well. That I saw that you had said that there are some positions still that needed to be filled. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Is there any place that people can see any previous work that you've done, or do you have like your own website or something for?
I should, huh? I don't have my own website, but I do have a YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is my name, so Raina Eunice Reed.
Is there anything more that you wanted to cover, Raina?
Let's see, our Kickstarter, I covered our socials, and I covered the date that we're airing, our website. I gave sufficient shout outs. Told you what the show is about.
Yeah, I mean, you did a great job of it felt like you covered everything that I was going to ask anyway.
You want to mention the place you can find more information about the show one more time.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. One more time. Absolutely. So you can find all information about our show that you could possibly need on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Peoria TV Show. Facebook is our primary outlet at the moment. Social media manager is one of our other roles looking to be filled. So on Facebook at Peoria TV Show, you can find all sorts of details about our Kickstarter campaign, stills from the trailer we just shot, behind the scenes photos. Our trailer will be released this Friday as well, I believe. We're going to have a fundraiser in Peoria that will show the extended trailer. The Kickstarter video will have a 30-second teaser trailer at the beginning of it before we kind of go into our campaign. Speeches, and then our 3-minute, trailer will be released online early next week, probably, if not this weekend. And then our extended trailer, we're going to have a fundraiser in Peoria where details can be found at Peoria TV Show on Facebook and online at www.peoriatvshow.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Raina, for coming on the show. And thank you, Parker, for helping me out today and for doing all the editing behind the scenes. And we look forward to hearing more from you and from Peoria, the show. And just keep us updated as things go. We'd love to hear any other projects that you might be working on. If you want to promote those, give us a shout out and we'll get you on the show again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So nice talking to Raina. I haven't seen her for a long time, and I've kept up with her over Facebook, so I'm so glad that we could do an interview with her today. And thank you, Parker, for co-hosting today and getting out from behind the editing chair to get on the radio.
Yeah, no problem.
I know editing's quite difficult these days with all of our Zoom stuff, and even today's show might be a little bit tougher because we had some technical difficulties with Zoom, but I'm glad that we have it so we can all still do the show safely. And speaking of safety, you did a little digging into what makes a film safe these days. And what was your takeaway from the new COVID standards for film?
Well, honestly, I think my takeaway is pretty similar to that. The same sort of precautions that we take in day-to-day life, that is, wearing masks, socially distancing, and consistent testing. That's in pretty much practice the exact same principles on set. You just have everyone wearing a mask, except for perhaps the actors when they can afford not to. And make sure that everyone's tested on a regular basis and isolate any tests that may come up. And so it's pretty, honestly, just pretty similar to what we need to do with everything else as well.
Right. Well, it's kind of exciting that Peoria is able to shoot. And I know there's been some other things being done locally. And it gives me hope that maybe at some point we can do theater live safely as well. I know some local theater groups have done some outside shows, but I don't think that anyone has done any theater inside yet during COVID. So and as we learn more about how things spread and as people actually wear their masks and wear them properly, I think that we might be able to get back to more art, which is great because there are so many people that that need to get back to work. So, and also we want to be able to enjoy it. So thank you again, Parker, for coming on, and I really appreciate it. And hopefully maybe when Eric's gone, we'll have you on the show again.
That'd be great. You've been listening to See You at the Show on WEFT. That's all, folks. Have a good night.
You are listening to WEFT Champagne.